This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The executive suite is having its own, albeit delayed, big quit. From January to September of this year, more than 1,400 CEOs have left their jobs. That's up by about 50% from the same period last year. And it's the biggest turnover in more than two decades, according to a monthly report from the outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas. Here's Marketplace's Kristen Schwab.
There's a theme popping up in Ash Atavli's conversations with CEOs.
I've done this. I want to take time off and I want to go do something else.
Atavli is a senior managing director at Robert Half, an executive recruiting firm. And he says for some leaders, doing something else means taking on a less intense role at a nonprofit. For others, it means retirement.
You take your entire company through a global pandemic. You're exhausted.
Yes, CEOs face burnout too, and a lot of them have been in their roles longer than they ever expected, says Yojud Chang, a professor of business administration at the University of Virginia.
The COVID era is kind of a survival period for a lot of companies. A lot of them chose to kind of stay the course with the CEOs that they had. They thought, you know, dealing with COVID wasn't the time to go through a major leadership transition.
Now that the pandemic's dust has settled, more companies are shaking things up at the top. They're ready to find a new leader who's more prepared to address how the world has changed. And Cheng says when a bunch of companies make that move all at the same time, it causes a ripple effect of CEOs retiring or being poached.
Because when you think about a CEO labor market, it's really not a huge pool of candidates oftentimes. And so any movement at one firm can have implications for all different firms within the economy.
Now, some of this churn is normal. Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says many CEOs are baby boomers, after all, and a flurry of retirements doesn't necessarily signal something bad happening in the economy. In fact, it might be the opposite.
In some ways, it's a signal that maybe there is a little certainty that has entered the situation, and it makes boards and company owners more comfortable changing out that top role.
In other words, CEO turnover may be one sign that the economy is stabilizing. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.